Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a Two-Faced Twi'lek and a Pugilist Droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian Captain and the Gandroid Tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The riding on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way, the crew arrived at the start of the end in a space battle with the sorority. The Renegade's Blood, the ship of the Masked Pirate Queen, was shot. Ion blasts left it stranded and powerless to allow the bounty hunters to board and make certain of the capture of their prize. Illyn maneuvered them through more or less safely, while the others maintained defense and repair. They clamped on and opened the airlock to be greeted by a hail of blaster fire. With the element of surprise well and truly lost, will they be able to break through this bottleneck? Find out on this week's episode, Now Boarding.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in this Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 3, Episode 5. I am B.
Who are you?
I'm Ben.
The third episode has broken all of us.
I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
Crap.
Ben's the only one here, apparently.
I was looking for alliteration things in my head, but I think we'll have to prep for that one. I am Leslie and Billy, and also apparently a T for a mine.
And I am Ren and Vistrano, and not strong enough to stop a mine. Drat.
I'm Brandon and Barrowin. I bought the mines.
And the scan's name is Illyn Cav, and Cav is apparently an expert at firing mines and writing instruction manuals about mines.
I may have to challenge you.
You don't fire mines, Cav. You lay them.
What?
Yeah, you lay them.
Eggs.
Is there a translation error there, K1?
No, that's the verb.
Well, that just sounds silly.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another a question. And today, it is Vistrano's turn to ask.
A captain?
Doctor?
Well, you know, we're in a bit of a pickle right now. So while we wait for this door to explode or not, if you could change, and the caveat here is that we would still end up in this exact same place and time in this situation, but if you could go back and change any part of our past adventure, what one thing would you change?
Being shot by her own crewmate.
The jungle.
It's not your question, Illyn.
No, though, that should be Barrowin's answer, because Barrowin is very sorry still.
That's true. That is a good point. Vistrano, here's the thing. I'm not one given to falsehood, as you know. So I don't want to give you an answer that's not true.
Well, that's why I asked you a question, because I assumed you'd be honest.
Yeah. Okay, but hypothetically, what if I don't want to tell you? What if it's private? What if I have secrets?
Oh, then no, you don't have to answer. No, we wouldn't want to put you out. No, no, that's fine. Oh, look, it's turning
Illyn's
orange.
Right, though,
I think maybe it's time to start.
The jungle was kind of a mess. If I could do two things, the jungle would be the other one.
There we go. Yes, the runner-up. The jungle.
It's Vistrano's lie.
Right?
Or is it Billy's lie?
Brandon's just messing with us.
Or am I?
The hatch cracks open with an audible hiss, revealing a lightless chamber. The scent of burning electronics and stale, dirty air fills your nostrils, or scent markers. and an alarm blares in the distance. As you decide what to do, a rough voice from inside the Renegade's Blood shouts, "Let them have it!" Several blasters fill the air with red bolts of energy, most of which strike the airlock door and the wall that surrounds it. The sorority knows you're here, and the pirates are not about to give up without a fight. So at this point, I really should get initiative. I'm sorry, I completely forgot, like, I don't know, two episodes?
Cool, I assume.
Yeah, like, if you didn't expect
we're
this to happen...
We're cutting our way into their ship.
If you didn't expect this to happen, I'm kind of worried about you.
Okay, great.
I assume, likewise, it would be safe to assume that anybody who has weapons to draw had plenty of time to draw them already.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that as well.
I know in this group that's not actually very many people.
Really?
Hey, matters to some of us.
Yeah, I know, I'm one of them. It's just, especially with my broken arm.
Well, that next is my suggestion, which was going to be we hang you through the thing, have you throw a grenade, and then I pull you back up. That might be a bad idea with your arm.
I'm actually, well, I have one good arm.
And really, you just need to hold on to the tail.
Yeah, I only take the penalty on things that require me to use that arm. So, like, my blaster pistol and grenades and stuff arguably don't. Now, I don't have a ton of grenades left. We've gradually gone through most of them. Depends.
Does Barrowin need another grenade?
No, I have a couple. I just don't have a ton.
No. You never say no. This is like in Knights of the Old Republic. When you talk to your crew members, they give you things.
Well,
yeah, but
Brandon, if you ever need a grenade, Aelin can just produce one.
Spontaneous generation.
A spontaneous stun or ion grenade. They are on the list. I can also randomly produce a vibrorang, which is probably more important. And as I was typing into the chat, a musical instrument.
What's the difficulty of the fear check I have to make now?
What? The Aelin can just randomly create...
Aelin being like, I can just make grenades.
Yes.
How many of those do you have? How many does
Barrowin
need?
Yeah, instantaneous is where I am.
So apparently, Aelin is going into a third, fourth career of close-up magic.
I mean, Aelin seems like the type. Yeah, I can totally imagine Aelin with a bunch of other random aliens on some stuff with a sign that says we demand to be taken seriously. I guess it would be this Gand demands to be taken seriously.
All right. So, the initiative has turned out horribly for me, apparently. It is four PCs and two NPCs. The trick of it is that for the airlock, like, the airlock itself has a door wide enough for one being to go through. Currently, the heroes are silhouetted in light. The sorority defenders are in behind cover. They are, like, shooting out, and they are completely in darkness. The only flashes of light that are happening in their corridor is from their blasters. But they're shooting into the light of the Sky on Fire's airlock. So anyone who's standing in there, they can shoot at just hunky-dory. But to get through the airlock and onto the Renegade's Blood is through a single door that is one person wide.
A choke point, as it were.
Is there room on either side of the airlock for us to, like, stand to the side of it?
Yes.
Okay. Since Barrowin can see in low light, do the pirates look like they have things to deal with the lighting conditions?
Not really. It looks relatively haphazard how well they've taken up a defensive position. It looks like there's, like, they're on the inner door of the airlock, and you can see that on both sides there's two high guys and two low guys.
I don't think they can see in the dark any better than the rest of you can. So let's try to use that to our advantage.
What would you suggest that we do, since, as you have noted, we cannot see in the dark?
I lead.
Well, you are the captain.
Who wants scanner goggles?
I don't think that I can just wear them. I think you'd have to install them, so probably a biologic.
Oh, no.
Vestrano, would you like to see in the dark?
Yes, of course I would.
Can you produce them?
Fortunately, Ilan has a spare set! As Ilan produces their scanner goggles and another pair out of just their belt.
How about I cover you while you trade around gear?
Good idea!
I'll take the first slot. How far is it from our door to their door?
I am going with, from your door to their door would be medium.
Okay. So Barrowin's gonna just, go low and run, or slink or some other appropriate verb.
Okay.
Towards the pirates and...
All right.
Okay, is the airlock lit?
No, it's...
Or is the light just from our
the
side?
The light is just from your side? How far are you going? Because I'm... There's an environmental thing that you more feel as opposed to see.
I want to try to go as far as I can.
All right. So in that case...
In two maneuvers.
Two maneuvers, you could probably get on top of them if you so wanted.
Yeah, would like...
So I do need to get a one red, one purple coordination check. Because as you get pretty much across the threshold between the two airlocks, the gravity flickers and shifts. So you're having to sort of get around that.
Does my arm make this a problem?
I'm going to say no. It doesn't feel like it should. Ooch.
Okay, the gravity's weird. Two advantage.
Uh-huh. So, in that case, two advantage. I'm not quite sure what the advantage does, but the failure means that before you get to the end, but you get pretty close, you fall prone. As you get over the gravity shift, it's just too much, and yeah, you fall prone.
Oh, super. That was what I was going to ask to do with my advantage.
You wanted to fall prone?
Okay. So with my advantage, I would like to give probably Ilan a boost.
Okay.
As I try to draw the pirates out a little bit and make them focus on me. And I'll take two strain so that I can take an action as well.
Okay.
And I'll open fire at one of the groups of pirates.
Okay. Left or right?
They're both two. Left.
All right.
And am I short range, engaged range? What do you think?
With the face plant, I'm going to go with engaged range.
I'm going to flip a point. Okay. Well, good news. They're dead. So that is 13 damage.
Okay. And that would be enough to take out one of them.
Okay. Crit once.
All right. That'll be enough for the other.
And I'll give a... Actually, I'm going to recover a strain with my last advantage. I had four successes, two advantage. I don't know if I said that. My blaster crits on one, so I only had to spend one for that crit.
All right. Do you guys want me to go next? Is the other range person?
Sure.
Okay. So Ilan will file in next, turning in the opposite direction from Barrowin, but let's see how the gravity situation goes first.
Well, are you going to run in or are you going to fire from range?
Well, if I step inside, am I engaged with them immediately? Or
if you're going, yeah, if you're going in... If you do the two maneuvers to get in, yeah, that's going to be putting you in engaged.
So just to make sure I'm understanding the layout here, I'm thinking it's our ship
mm-hmm.
connected to the airlock, which is a corridor,
yeah.
albeit a short one, then another door, and on the other side of it, them.
Yes.
So I guess one maneuver would what put you just in the middle of the lock?
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking.
At short range, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I do that, then I'm also blocking the way for Billy and Vestrano.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if I fire from my current position, am I blocking Billy and Vestrano?
No, you are not. Like, you would be beside the airlock door.
Okay. Then in that case, I'm going to brace, and I'm going to fire from my current position.
All right. In that case, because it is medium, that will be with me spending this point. And Barrowin engaged with them. We'll bring that to two red.
Okay. It was two setback for darkness. It's now only one because I braced away one. And then I will go ahead.
You got a boost for me?
Yes. And I guess just for good measure, I'm going to take two strain and do one more boost.
Okay.
With an aim. No despairs, please. No despairs, please. Good.
Whew.
So that
would have been unfortunate.
It would have been very bad. So that is going to be 15 damage, Ben.
All right. That's enough to take up both of them.
Okay. So as that plasma caster starts going off and really angry orange bolts are flying around Barrowin. And then with the four advantage of this, I guess, because that group is gone then, correct?
Correct.
In that case, I'm going to leapfrog one advantage back to Barrowin, and I'm going to spend one advantage to recover a strain and the last advantage to go to whichever ally goes next as Illyn has sort of helped clear the way.
Leapfrog one advantage? I don't understand what you said there.
Leapfrog the boost. So Barrowin gave Illyn a boost. Now Illyn is going to give Barrowin a boost.
Okay.
So back a boost and then a boost to whoever goes next as well.
Okay. So at the moment, from what you can see, going down that corridor, there is no light. Like, going through the airlock door, only Barrowin can see. And even Barrowin can't really see that far in there, because the reflected light off of a hallway and corridors just sort of ends, like peters out.
I'm going to vote Vistrano next, because Vistrano now has the ability to see in the dark.
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I just had it in my head that it wasn't a problem for droids.
No, Billy's not a I can see in the dark droid.
Gosh, I wish there was like a mechanical way where Vistrano could take Billy's hand and like lead them both through the dark. But I don't really think that. Yeah, that's the problem. But it would make a cute movie moment. All right.
You can also try to get K1 to go with you. She's got a glow rod.
I figured K1 went with you. Well, no, you fired from where we were.
I moved.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not saying she'd want to, because it's heading towards blaster fire, but...
I also wouldn't ask that of her.
Yeah. All right, I'm not loving how much this is going to have to add more strain to my heart. Okay, so I will run down and take the two maneuvers to get into being able to hit anybody. That's still accurate, right?
Not really. Everyone at that end is dead.
Oh,
well, not Barrowin, but that's about it.
It's an important distinction.
The other hand, there is still the coordination check of the gravity.
Okay. Then Vistrano will get down to get side by side with Barrowin and do that.
So then, yeah, that is going to be a one red, one purple coordination check for Vistrano to deal with the gravity shift.
Gross. I don't know that I've ever made a coordination check. And it's, you know, within good reason. So, my two green, one red, one purple coordination check has landed me a failure and a threat.
Alright, so the gravity catches you off guard as well, but unlike Barrowin, who is able to somewhat gracefully, like, tumble onto the ground, Vistrano gets across there and steps just slightly wrong, taking one wound before pitching onto the ground.
So next turn, am I going to have to spend a maneuver to stand back upright?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for telling me not. At least that could have sounded. Yeah, thanks.
Keep your sarcasm to yourself. We don't do sarcasm here. All right. I suppose Billy will go next. Billy is having, if not seen, heard what's going on, is going to take her sweet time and brace herself as she climbs down in a very dorky looking way. Like, she's literally going to put her feet against one side and her back against the other and kind of crab crawl down. Kind of like the Grinch in the chimney.
In that case, can I get a two purple coordination check?
Can I sweet talk my way into an athletics check?
Not in this case, because it's not really a physicality of it. It's more the being able to... it's the grace end of it. I'd probably pump it up a bit if it...
Yeah.
No, this one... This is one of the few times I'm actually going to insist on it being coordination. Like, I'm normally pretty flexible on that, but this is one of the
few times. Yeah, I was about to say, this feels really backwards because with Kith, I was always trying to work it the other way around.
Yeah, like, and normally I am. It's just this is one of the very few times where it's like running along a log or something like that.
Okay, can I have a boost for my care?
Yes. I will give you a boost for it and also not upgrade it.
I thank you for that. Oh, dadgum, we had a bouncing boost, didn't we?
Yes.
Can I use the bouncing boost too?
That's up to your compatriots.
Yes.
All right, because I only have one agility, friends. And no ranks in it. Just making sure. It was a nice dream while it lasted.
There are 4 light side points.
You didn't upgrade it, so I can't crush anybody as I fall, and I'm rolling it before you do.
Perfect superhero landing.
No, I make no claim to that grace. I figure she actually just kind of unfolds downward and then lands on her feet and stands back up.
I mean, it is from the boost that Billy's able to actually land.
So with my 2 advantage, can I help one of my compatriots stand, or that's always going to take them a...
Well, would be a maneuver for them to stand, sure. I mean, you can give a maneuver to someone.
You can? Oh, cool. Can Barrowin stand? But Barrowin used 2 maneuvers, so I can't give Barrowin a maneuver beyond those 2.
Correct, yeah. So yep. It would be...
Vistrano.
Vistrano would have used 2 to get down there. Billy would have used 2. So the only one you could really give that to is Illyn.
So
we'll be going to the next time.
What I will do is I will give Illyn the boost by standing there, kind of like I'm spotting.
Okay, fair enough. And I do want to get the coordination check off of Illyn as Illyn follows in, which is what I'm assuming Illyn is doing.
Absolutely.
Okay. I am going to flip this point on account of... Thematically, it feels like Illyn should have it upgraded. With the light going on and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it sort of makes sense.
So Illyn and the droids move in, and Illyn is actually quite good at coordination with 1 yellow, 3 green, and then a boost from the stalker talent upon their clothes. plus a boost from Billy versus a red and a purple.
And... a boost from Barrowin.
But fails!
Boost from Barrowin.
Oh, I already used that.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used that on the shot. So
oh, I'm sorry.
I was about to justify another boost. I failed with 3 advantages.
All right, so Illyn is able to go through, and much like Barrowin, when Illyn crosses the gravity shift, they fall prone, but they don't take any... damage from it as they come to a skidding stop next to Barrowin and Vistrato.
Cav does scream when they fall because that is not a sensation they like very much.
Monkeys!
Given recent events, but then sits back up very embarrassed once they land.
Billy's just standing there, arms still extended, like, seriously?
Hi, Billy.
I'm glad you could join us. K1, if I could impose upon you for some light.
Oh, of course.
Glowrod goes on.
All right, so I have one somewhat pertinent question. Now that everyone's in the pale green glow of a glowrod, what are y'all doing with the airlock hatch on this side?
Close?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I think Rebo needs to have the option to get the heck out of here in case he comes under attack and come back for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Or, I mean, we can always just get the queen, find an escape pod, and get out of here another way.
All right.
Probably prepare for a few contingencies.
Yeah.
Barrowin will, speaking of that, calm Rebo and say, okay, Rebo, We're aboard. We'll try to keep you up to date.
Thank you.
But if things start to look bad, if you can't reach us, get out of here.
We'll do, boss. But I'll make sure to come back.
I mean it. All right, Barrow went out.
All right, so right now you've got the four corpses that are around you because, yeah. And the only place that is illuminated is directly around you. Like, it's only illuminating out to, I think, it's short range, and then nothing. You can see the corridor. You can see the corridor that you're in. There's a cross corridor, and you can see a few doors.
Are glow rods directed light, or are they like lamps?
It's a flashlight.
Okay.
Where does the crew think we should look first?
Well, if you were the pirate queen, where would you be?
In a battle? The bridge? In a retreat? An escape pod?
Well, this thing's not that big. We can...
When has anything ever really been typical with this particular queen, though? I feel like anything that we assume is probably incorrect.
In my experience, regarding leaders and their establishments, I've found that it often pays to make note of where the power is, where the defenses lie. Is there an opportunity, Ilin, for you to access the ship's information and see where the focus of the remaining energy would be?
Or do I need to make a roll to make that assumption?
As you ask that of Ilin, the thing that happens is, first off, you can hear a disconnect for the airlock. And the second that that happens, you can see, or a second after that happens, you can see going through like the wall lightning or the wall lighting and the ceiling lighting, a blue electrical surge going from rear to fore.
Well, Billy, there may not be a lot of power left on this ship given all of the ion damage it has suffered.
So is that like running lights just a pchoo, or are the lights coming back on in that order?
No. What's happening is, like, the running lights and, like, normally on a ship there's, like, just emergency lighting, there's normal corridor lighting. The corridor lighting's completely, utterly out. The emergency lighting is where this electrical, almost lightning crackled along, going from the back of the ship to the front of the ship. And then as soon as the lightning went past in this wave, the emergency lighting before it and after this wave of sparking and lightning, what is off? It's like, right now, there is no power going to where you are.
Is it possible to broadcast via a comlink to any like standard intership, or rather intraship intercom or anything that may still have power?
Yes, I'm going with sure. I could go with that.
Don't worry, everyone. I have a plan. But while we do the plan, let's make our way towards the escape pods.
The escape pods?
I mean, just in case that's where she's headed.
Okay.
If we walk from there to wherever she is right now, that means she can't get around us as easily.
Do we know where there are escape pods aboard this ship?
I think where there are, or if there are?
Yes.
It has to be where, right? Like,
yeah,
it's a Republic cruiser.
This size of ship, there are, yes. Where? You know of a couple in the back. You're not 100% certain of where the ones towards the four are.
Would it be possible to make any knowledge skill rolls about just maybe knowing the layout of one of these things? Because they're not... It's not like it's an esoteric ship class. They're not super common anymore, but...
And given Barrowin's proclivity for ship collecting.
Yeah, that too.
Established.
For this episode, and this episode only, on account of there could be weirdness with XP between this episode and next episode. Who knows, listeners?
Ominous.
I am going to go with, for Barrowin and Barrowin only, this would be a knowledge education or knowledge lore check. Okay. But the ones that I'm coming up with.
All my knowledge skills are the same, so which one it is doesn't actually make any difference to me.
On the other hand, knowing where everything is, okay, it is a crawling design. I'm going to go with a red, a purple, and a setback.
Okay. I'm going to flip a point, because we have five.
Yes, because I ran out of points. It still should be a red.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, no idea. Two failures. Nope, don't know.
Wow.
Huh.
Where'd they get one of these? These are crazy. Okay, it probably has escape pods, but I don't know where they are. They're probably somewhere. Let's just start heading forward.
Forward.
I mean, doesn't look like there's much back.
Yep. Illa is fine with us.
Then Barrowin takes out her comlink, flicks it on. Hi, Your Majesty. It's me, Barrowin. Does she know our names?
I do not believe so.
Pastrano just puts his hand over his mouth.
Illyn shrugs when you ask that question.
I'm the captain of the ship that's been wrecking your operations and making you look like a fool. Sick burn.
Pastrano's eyes are wide.
Look, we've been doing this little game for a little while. I think we're both ready for it to be over, don't you? So, here's the deal. You come out, you can have one last little, I don't know, negotiation, confrontation, whatever's going to happen can happen. Because you're not getting off this ship unless you go through us. We just might as well get it done. If I have to come find you, there will be consequences. Hang up.
Was that really helpful, Barrowin?
Yes.
That was amazing, Captain.
Pastrano gets it.
Okay, Illyn would have preferred the element of surprise, but sure.
I dare say we have no element of surprise since there was a team waiting for us at the door.
See, Billy gets it. Why aren't you on this page, Illyn?
Illyn is concerned that the Queen is going to hop into an escape pod, fire herself out, and probably get destroyed by somebody else, and then the crew doesn't get the bounty.
That's why we're walking towards the escape pods, I hope.
Yes, and it's not like the Queen hasn't had secret exits at all of the other locations.
Right, it's like the lift tube that turns into the escape pod.
Look, Cav is just concerned. Cav will feel much better if the crew can see the Queen and somehow determine that it's the right Queen and not another fake Queen, and this Gand is going to have a nervous breakdown.
Billy sets her hand on one of Illyn's shoulders. What is done is done. This is our final confrontation, one way or the other.
We don't know that!
She knows we're coming, Illyn. We must face her as only we can. And trust me, with you involved, there's always an element of surprise. Pat, pat.
Illyn actually smiles a little bit at that.
But Barrowin's behind Illyn, giving Billy like a impressed like nod and thumbs up.
Pastrano just has like a happy kind of smirk smile.
And then a lightsaber pierces one of us. Right through.
No.
Takes your other arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I have to fight with my broken one.
So much for being a Skywalker.
That just sounds painful.
I mean, it will be, but...
So, what actually happens, because I flip a Destiny point to create a story element, I mean, weird things happen. Me not doing it at rolls, it's weird. But, gotta do what you have to. Right after the four of you finish talking, you hear a thud. Carabast! Ka-thump of something falling on the ground. And then, it was this way. No, it wasn't this way. It was that way. Hurry up, Slimo. Tell. We got trouble. And it's at that point where I'm assuming the four of you just sort of slowly turn and see three more pirates and a largish crate, steamer trunkish size, that is being held up by one person. The person in front has walked straight into a wall, and there's a third person on the far side of the crate. The third person seems to be somewhat larger.
Okay, so there's three people and the two people holding the crate, or the three people are holding the crate?
Nope. Three people total.
Do any of them look queen-like?
No. They look relatively similar to the two corpses that Barrowin shot.
Have they seen us?
Yes.
Or is the...
I'm assuming we're the trouble, the aforementioned trouble.
Yeah, I just wasn't clear if they had lighting solutions.
Well, we have a glow rod attached to us right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. We do have a flashlight now.
You are standing near a flashlight.
Barrowin levels her blaster in that general direction. What's in the box?
It's just what we're owed. Just, that's it.
Where's the queen?
She's got to be on the bridge. She wouldn't leave here. She's probably up in the cockpit.
Why should we let you go?
Because we're running away. What does it look like we're doing here? This ship is going to explode. You're already here. I mean, what's the use?
I mean, you've got a point. Can somebody not barrow in? Think about maybe looking in the box, because I don't think Barrowin would do it.
Oh, how close are they?
They're about short range away.
Because I think Barrowin's like, oh yeah, the stuff you rode. That sounds true.
They just sort of walked out of a room and walked into the other side of the hallway. The one that is, or that had dropped the crate, has now squatted down and is starting to pick up that end of the crate.
Ilum is just going to do a repeat of our very first episode and ask for a cut.
I find that legitimate before I do.
That seems fair.
Okay, so in that case, Ilum looks at the crate as you're picking it up and says,
you know, for a cut, what's in there? The crew will look the other way.
But boss, shoot it.
We are holding blasters.
Vistrano will crack his knuckles. Just look menacing.
He once punched out a Savrip.
Fine. Or reaches to the side that's close to the taller one. Clip, clip. The top of it opens up. Reaches in, pulls out a golden-looking chalice? Sure, we'll go with chalice. Chalice. Like one hand hanging over the side of the lid, because you can't see the person on the other side. They're still holding the crate up. You can see like their legs. So on like with their hands leaning over the edge, there's a large plate, like serving plate that is in, like you can see that is goldish, and a large serving chalice.
Ooh.
I think what I'm going to do, because blasters have a fairly specific range of efficacy, is I'm going to close the distance abruptly as though to claim our prize, but really just to make sure they're not going to pull anything.
I mean, that's fair.
So quite suddenly, there's a big blue droid in their face.
They drop the crate.
Fear check.
I mean, we can clearly see all three of them at this point.
Yeah. I'm assuming right now K1 is sort of going between Billy and the other three. Like, actually, K1's probably far enough away that in the halo of the glow rod, it's showing all three of them.
Okay. Are any of them female?
One of them is, but you can completely see their face. And is looking to be in roughly the same state, like, quality of clothing as the other two.
So they're all mooks. Purportedly.
Well, me, the player, is like, if I were the queen, I know they don't know what I look like. So dressing as a mook and leaving?
Not a bad plan.
Mm-hmm. Good tactic. Barrowin, no idea.
What species are they?
Excellent point. The woman is a Nikto. The tallish one is an Aqualish. Everyone calls him walrus face, but that was just horrible Hasbro as opposed to the semi-arachnid face that they really are, and a Twi'lek.
The female is a Nikto?
Yes.
I will take our cut
which I would assume are the gold things they're offering.
Yeah. You look inside and it just looks like all like
treasure crap.
Not exactly treasure. It looks more like they cleaned out the good china.
they cleaned out the china cabinet?
Yeah.
I will take our cut, as it were, and then I'll say, if you'd be so kind, could you please direct us to the bridge?
Yeah, right. The bridge. Okay. That away, pointing down the crosswise path that you are now, that Billy is now at the intersection of. If you go that way, and they look behind them. It's like, All right. I'm sorry, but I've been a little turned around.
They're lost.
Well, maybe a little. The four lift will go up to the upper deck and will get you to the cockpit, which I am very certain that the Queen is in. Otherwise, well, we need to skedaddle post-haste.
Very well. Captain, are you satisfied?
Do they react when she hesitates?
They mostly just try and shrink away. The two who had been carrying the crate, they're both grabbing for the handholds to pick it up.
Billy?
Yes, Captain.
That's first mate. What's your assessment of the risk that goes into letting these three go? What would you do in my position, I guess is what I'm asking.
Ben, are they making any move to fight or do anything?
Nope. You can see that they've got vibro knives on their belt, but none of them have made a move for it.
Any visible communications?
I'm going to go with one of them does have a comlink on them, but it is currently in like the tiny holster for a comlink.
I will reach out abruptly and crush the comlink and then say, remember that you were, if not highly favored, at least favored enough to let live.
Yes, most thank you. Most thank you, good droid. Thank you very much.
And before they go anywhere, I look over at the captain, like, holding up the things that we were given. Like, do you really want these?
Ilan has a backpack. Ilan will take them.
Yeah, just give them to Ilan. You three get out of here.
Cat just needs to move some grenades.
Yeah, thank you. And the two of them will pick up the crate and head towards the other direction from what they told Billy that the Queen is at.
Yeah. Heading aft, presumably.
Yes. Because y'all have not gotten turned around, yes, they are heading aft.
All right, let's keep moving.
Does Ilan actually have the ability to take the serving wear?
It depends how big and heavy they are.
Can Ilan wear one as a chest protector?
No, Billy, because Ilan is going to use this to fit so many biscuits for the cruise of Victory Feast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
You can find me, Leslie, totally not trying to write the last sentence, on Twitter at LeslieGS.
And I'm Ren, and also Pastrano, at Atomic Firebird.
I'm Brandon, and I'm at Blue of the Kin, or if you want to hear me and Ben and some other people say words about Enterprise, the Star Trek show, you can find that at enterpriseclubpodcast.blueberry.net or on Twitter at intclubpodcast.
And I'm Christine, and you can find me or Ilan on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 1-2-T-H and Night with a K. I also have two other actual play podcasts, D&D 5e podcasts. And they are The Glass Dagger, which can be found at CompleteKnight.com, also Knight with a K, and Omen's Call, which can be found at OmensCall.com.
Oh, man. Really belatedly, and I'm sorry, guys, I've been on Sil Zero a couple of times at this point in the recent past. You should check it out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
But by this point, will you have something else to promote, or will that still come out later?
Later. I will be appearing on another podcast at some point in the undetermined future.
We are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can go do that at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
Are you guys proud of me? I didn't just wantonly horribly murder those guys.
Good job.
I totally could have beheaded one with the serving tray.
Previously on Heroes of the Hydean Way, the crew arrived at the start of the end in a frickin' space battle with the blasted sorority and the stupid renegade's blood. The ship of the ridiculous masked pirate queen was shot! Ion Blast left it stranded and powerless to allow the frickin' bounty hunters, who are so awesome, to board and make certain of the capture of their prize, Illyn. Now Illyn maneuvered them through with more or less safely, while others maintained defense and repair. It's also important, don't forget. They clamped on and opened the airlock to be greeted by a hail, an absolute hail of blaster fire. Well, with the element of surprise well and truly lost, will they be able to break through this blasted bottleneck? Blaster bottleneck. Aha! Find out in this week's episode, Leslie has lost her mind.